Ritter Jr.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Kenya's President William Ruto backed down on planned tax hikes on Wednesday, bowing to pressure after deadly nationwide protest. Reuters correspondent Christy Kilburn reports.
Ruto's backtracking will be seen as a major victory for a week-old youth-led protest movement that grew from online condemnations of tax increases into mass rallies. Demonstrators stormed Parliament on Tuesday as protests were held across the country. Police opened fire on the crowds, who later broke into the Assembly's compound just minutes after lawmakers had voted through the tax measure. Medics said violent clashes between police and protesters had left at least 23 people dead across the country and scores wounded.
Reuters correspondent Christy Kilburn. Anticipations mingling with fear across Haiti as the country welcomes the fourth major foreign intervention in its history to fight gang violence. A couple hundred police officers from Kenya met Wednesday with Prime Minister Gerry Conyee as they prepare to deploy in upcoming days. No one except high-ranking officials knows their assignment, which officials have said is for security reasons. Expectations are high. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange landed to an ecstatic welcome in Australia on Wednesday after pleading guilty to violating U.S. espionage law in a deal that sets him free after a 14-year legal battle. A U.S. State Department spokesperson said the WikiLeaks releases caused harm.
The actions for which he was indicted and for which he has now pled guilty are actions that put the lives of our partners, our allies, and our diplomats at risk, especially those who work in dangerous places like Afghanistan and Iraq.
State Department spokesman Matthew Miller on